Now we are joined on the phone by Fran from the Soil Sisters. Hello, Fran.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
Excellent, thank you. I can hear you well. You can hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. And you were just saying off air that you're over in beautiful Te Aroha today.
Yes, I'm over in between Te Aroha and Morrinsville. I live on a dairy farm over here. Yeah, it's beautiful today. Looking out down to the mountain. Yeah, it's a lovely day.
Cloudy over there, or...?
A little bit, but the sun is shining, so I will take that.
Good ground weather, isn't it? Sort of kind of moist and warm and all these lovely things that things like to grow.
The veggies are growing extremely fast at the moment. My veggie garden is looking a little wild, which I'm very happy about.
Yes.
Looking forward to harvesting all of it.
All right, and how long have you been on your dairy farm over there?
I have been over here for 3 months. Before that, I was living in Cambridge for the last 18 months, and prior to that, I was over in the UK for 10 years. So I only recently returned home, really, and I sort of relocated to Cambridge where my parents are and have been, kind of finding my feet back in New Zealand after being away for quite a long time. But I do originally hail from the South Waikato, grew up on a dairy farm near Tokoroa, so I sort of, feel at home here.
Right on. Yeah. How long were you over in the UK for?
So I was over there for 10 years, and probably the last 5 years I was working in the sort of regenerative agriculture scene, like local food systems, and doing PR and events over there. Sort of caught the bug for geeking out on the soil and just meeting a lot of people interested in growing food that's helps us sort of have beautiful biodiverse landscapes.
Fantastic. Is there much of a movement, would you say, over there in that direction in the UK?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, they actually, I feel like growing up, we always had this view that the UK was a bit grey and dreary, but actually they have the most beautiful countryside, and they have these incredible, there's a lot of farms over there that have these 400-year-old hedgerows, not the majority of farms, but quite a few. Amazing bird life, and, they're really passionate about nature over there, and I think they really celebrate that, and it has, there's this sort of more intensive farming, but there's definitely a growing movement as a lot more people are becoming concerned about the climate and wanting to sort of use less chemicals and things and inputs in their farming, that they are starting to look at different ways of farming that sort of encourages soil biology and encourages more wildlife on farms. And yeah, there's a really exciting festival that I worked on over there called Groundswell, which is different to the Groundswell here, but it's been going 8 years and it's on a family farm, and all these farmers come there, and it's all about sort of celebrating ways of farming that encourage nature to exist on farms and thrive on farms. And yeah, it's, they have like nature safaris, and they have all the big fancy machinery and everything. It's a real sort of farming show, but there's a lot of discussion around how we can encourage different native species of wildlife and insects on farms. And it's a really positive and movement, and I find it exciting because often when we hear about the news, we watch the news, it's quite depressing about climate and it is daunting, but when you start poking around in these sort of sectors and movements, there's so much fantastic stuff happening out there on the ground, and that, people are, it sort of gives you a sense of hope, really, and optimism that there are really good things happening out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, especially in this country, it's easy to bag sort of, farmers are bad and blah, 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 and it happens a lot, but actually, you're exactly right. There are a lot of good things happening in this country and obviously around the world as well.
Yeah, and farmers, they do care. Yeah, they are the stewards of their land, and they care about their land, and they're doing, they're doing the best they can, I think. And, there's a really interesting movement that's just, a lot of farmers are just starting to look at things differently and look at how can we be more resilient in times of floods and drought. And a lot of that comes back to sort of our water cycles and how we work with the soil. And, I think that's, we had Nicole Masters out here the last couple of weeks, and she's a Kiwi, but she lives in Montana, and she's a soil guru. She wrote the book For the Love of Soil, and, you know, she's been teaching farmers about soil biology and microbiology and harnessing, like, all the fungi in the soil, and trying to sort of, you know, when it does rain, how do we hold on to that water, or how do we have really good foundations that make our farming system more resilient. So, yeah, farmers asking a lot of questions and starting to learn, like, look at maybe doing things a bit differently. It's exciting.
It is exciting, yeah. Nicole Masters is amazing too. And how did they go, you had a workshop in the Waikato, then another one down Timaru or something, was it not?
Yes. Yeah, so we had, they were so much fun. So I met Nicole at the Groundswell Festival in the UK, and she was such a celebrity over there. I literally saw her hiding behind a hay bale trying to eat her lunch one day, because she was just getting sort of bombarded by everybody wanting to chat to her and her book signed. And I was like, oh, we have to get you back down to New Zealand, because she hadn't been here for quite a while.
Yeah.
We had it sold out, both of her events. So
fantastic.
In the Waikato, we were so lucky. We had Gina and Louise and Neville Williams from Our Land of Milk and Honey out in Hora Hora. They welcomed us onto their farm, and there was about 80 farmers who came from all over the country, from Gisborne, from Levin, from Waiheke, from, and such a real strong movement, actually, of market gardeners. And we had Jody Robart there from Taranaki, and he was also a guest speaker.
Right.
And, yeah, really diverse. We had viticulturalists as well as dairy farmers. All, you know, soil, they're all working with soil. So it was all, they could all relate to what was being taught. And just the energy and enthusiasm. And Nicole brings a lot of fun to these workshops as well. So it's not just sort of sitting there on a PowerPoint presentation. It's really interactive, and, you know, I think we're trying to sort of instill the joy in farming and growing in a way that kind of inspires people. So, yeah, they were both sell-out two-day workshops.
Magnificent.
So we're really happy about that.
Yeah. And she is, you know, funny, eh? You know, and Jody's a good speaker too. He's very engaging as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm. He's fantastic. Because especially with Jody, he really talks about profitability, which is really important as a part of, you know, what we're talking about. This has to be profitable for farmers, and Jody's really got a very smart business mind, and his business model that he's created and which he's now coaching a lot of other market gardeners on is just so important.
And it is, and I think especially sort of, you know, regenerative or organic sort of style, or biodynamic sort of style farming, there's so much scope for, instead of just doing, you know, almost like, you know, do this, there's a lot of creativity involved, and, you know, trial and error and things like that. And I think that's the main sense I get from farmers doing that sort of thing, or farmers or growers or whatever. It's just, you know, it's actually fun, because you're just trying new stuff all the time, see if it works.
Yeah, the whole thing really is, and I've seen from working with farmers in the UK as well, like large-scale farmers over there, especially in the arable, is just how transformative it is for them in terms of, it is. It's bringing a sense of creativity to their everyday life on farms. It's bringing curiosity to what they're doing. And really, I see it as, this is like a new way of sort of farming, and just a innovation. This is innovation. It's looking at things differently, and it's looking, bringing curiosity to farming and saying, how can we start to do things a little bit differently? And yeah, just what it gives to farmers. I mean, that's the whole reason I work in this space, because I see what they get out of it. And farming's hard, and it's isolating, and, you know, you've got everything thrown at you, despite sort of different dogmas. It's the challenges of climate. I mean, in Australia, over half of farmers there have contemplated suicide because of something like that, and a high percentage of it is due to the climate challenges that they're facing.
Yeah.
So that's exactly right, but it is really challenging. So this is kind of, again, giving them hopefully an avenue or a way forward or a sense of hope.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, as we both know, yeah, suicide rates amongst, you know, the rural populations in a lot of countries like Aotearoa and Australia and the UK, and they're much higher amongst rural folks, sadly. But, you know, like you say, it's an isolation thing, and plus it's, you know, a lot of things are out of your control, right? The you know, what you get for your produce and, you know, weather and everything like that. So it does make it tricky.
And I think maybe something that I'm noticing as well is, you know, big workshops and a lot of field days that are happening. Quorum Sense do a lot of field days around the country, and it's actually getting farmers connecting with other farmers again. And I noticed this in the UK as well. You know, WhatsApp groups were starting between farmers. You know, I'm trying this. How did it turn out? You know, sharing their failures, sharing their successes. And I think that kind of connection is a bit of a lifeline, really. And I think that's something that's really strong that's coming through in this regenerative movement, or whatever you like to call it, is that community that's evolving out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've, started or involved with one of those particular branches of that movement, the Soil Sisters. Tell us about how you got involved and where they started from and things like that, Fran.
Yeah, our Soil Sisters is, like, so much fun. And it's really hyper-local. It literally started from when I got back from the UK. I was just going to the farmer's market and sort of trying to find really amazing local produce and who was growing it. And I got chatting to, you know, bakers and Hannah from Hunt and Gather. You know, she was at the Cambridge Farmer's Market. She's a Raglan local.
Sure is. Shout out to Hannah. She put me on to you.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And it was just by making connections with people like her that I sort of was like, oh, well, let's all get round to my house for lunch one day and bring a plate, something based on what you produce or harvest. And it was just, this day was about 20 of us, and it was just the awesome connections, and we all had such a great time and meeting each other. And then someone at the end said, oh, it's like we're the Soil Sisters. And so we just evolved from there, and now we kind of meet up every now and then and we'll go to someone else's. So Britt from Tomtit Farm in Matangi, we went to her place once, and she showed us how to do polycropping, so that's planting out your veggie beds with lots of different plants.
Yeah, it's a great farm there. Yeah, I've been out there one. Yeah, it's great.
And you know, and every time we bring food and we share, it's all centered around sharing food and talking about the produce that we grow and swapping seeds. And and there's flower farmers as well, and bakers, and beef and sheep and dairy farmers. And yeah, it's just a really fun group of women who just geek out on soil and compost and growing things. And it's amazing how many fantastic producers we have here in the Waikato. So, it's been a really fantastic group.
Mm. Fantastic. And how many sisters are in the group?
At every meetup we kind of have around 20, 25. I like to sort of cap it at that because it's someone hosts it at their place. So I like to kind of keep it manageable. But, yeah, there's about 40 or so on the list, and mm-hmm. people sort of can sort of sign up through our website, soilsisters.nz. And, yeah, it's really quite informal and relaxed. We have a summer feast coming up this weekend, which will be just a sort of Saturday spent. Everybody brings a plate, and we enjoy each other's company.
Marvellous. Yeah, all right. And, you know, me being a bloke, I suppose there's no chance of me joining the Soil Sisters, is there?
They're a soil brother. Yeah, every now and then we let the soil brothers in. We did go to Adam Thompson's native tree nursery once, Restore Natives. And, we're not too... The Nicole Masters bookshops were open to soil brothers, sisters, and others. That's how we framed it. Sometimes.
Yeah, all right. You guys do a lot of events and things like that. I was looking at your website before the show, and you also got a lot of trees down to Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti and things like that, you know, during the weather episodes I had down there a few months ago.
Yes, we supported Adam's fundraiser through Restore Natives. So when we did our meet up with them, we asked everybody to bring a koha for his amazing initiative. And then we also did a Baking Up a Storm sale a fundraiser back in April for the for cyclone-affected farmers, which raised $15,000.
Congratulations.
Yeah, which was a team effort, and I think that's what's so great about the Soil Sisters. Everybody just pulls together, and, we sort of do events and things that just, it's about community, really, so...
Yeah. All right, so you've got a thing happening this weekend. Is there anything, I don't know, I suppose it's coming towards the end of the year now. What's your next sort of things you got planned?
Oh, yeah, we've got lots on the horizon. We'll probably look at doing some more farm visits early next year, doing some visual soil assessment workshops, which anybody who's really interested in, you know, digging holes and seeing what's happening underground, yeah, we'll probably be doing a little bit of that and visiting some epic compost makers over in the Waikato as well. So, yeah, we'll keep adding more probably in the new year. Yeah, we might have a little rest over December.
Nice, yeah, all right. Well, it has a lot happening. And so if people are interested in joining up to the Soil Sisters, Fran, how do they go about that?
Yeah, you can go to, you can follow us on Instagram at soilsisters_Aotearoa NZ, and you can sign up there at our website, so soilsisters.nz as well.
Awesome, man.
Sign up to the newsletter, and then you'll hear about events and things.
Excellent. All right. Was there anything else you kind of want to add? I'm going to have to wrap it up now, Fran, but anything else you want to add for the listeners here on Free FM and Rankin Community Radio, while we've got you on here?
Oh, I would just say, yeah, support your local farmers. That's what I'd say. Look, scout them out, dig around, and go and ask them questions and support their produce. Yeah, buy from them.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah, that's great. And thanks very much for coming on the show, Fran. And very, very good message here too. Yeah. Get out to your farmers' markets and have a chat to your local growers. And I mean, like you say, it's community building, all this stuff, right? And that's very important for our mental health, especially.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Fran. And I might get back hold of you in the New Year's. If you like, and then we can run through what you've got coming up and things like that if you want to.
Yeah, most welcome to. Happy to chat.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Fran, again. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll keep in touch.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye, Greg.
Cheers, Fran. Bye.